AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. Turkey's president says Saudi officials murdered Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul after plotting his death for days. He's promising the journalist's family that Turkey will do all it can to shed light on his murder. President Trump is also casting doubt on the Saudi story of events. Here's Sagar Magani.
Late last week, the president said he found the Saudis' claim that Khashoggi was killed in a fistfight credible. Now,
I am not satisfied with what I've heard.
And said yesterday he's waiting to hear from U.S. intelligence officials now in Turkey. CIA chief Gina Haspel is among them. The president told USA Today last night Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman denies being involved. The paper reports the president did not say if he believes that. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A law enforcement official tells the AP a device found in the mailbox of liberal philanthropist George Soros's Bedford, New York home had the components of an actual bomb. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Bedford Police Department says it responded to the home Monday afternoon after an employee opened the package and then realizing it might be an explosive device, took it to a wooded area and called them. Police say the FBI's terrorism task force is investigating. Soros, who made his fortune in hedge funds, frequently donates to liberal causes and is vilified on the right. Activists often post his address on social media, sometimes accompanied by ill wishes. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Refugee Agency is expressing concerns for the migrants making their way through Mexico. Spokesman Adrian Edwards.
Many people are having food, water, health, and other needs. There's also kidnapping and security risks in areas the caravan may venture into.
A big sell-off on Wall Street today after reports of slowing growth in China. This is AP Radio News. If you've been missing your Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal, they'll be returning to supermarket shelves soon. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Salmonella, linked to the sweet, crunchy, puffed Honey Smacks, infected 100 people in 33 states. Kellogg's pulled boxes off the shelves in June. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at least 30 people had to be hospitalized. Now Kellogg says Honey Smacks will return next month in limited quantities with a simpler, updated recipe. The company says production was moved to a trusted and tested Kellogg's own facility that has been reliably producing cereal for decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
After winning a franchise record 108 games this season, the Red Sox are looking for their fourth World Series title in 14 years. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are looking for their first championship since 1988. Game one is tonight in Boston. Scheduled time, 8:09. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.